Luke chapter 21. And he looked up, and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting into there 2 copper coins. And he said, Truly I say to you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all, because all these have of their abundance cast into the offerings of God, but she of her poverty has cast in all the living that she had. And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with precious stones and gifts, he said, As for these things which you see, the days will come, in which there will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when will these things be? And what sign will there be when these things will come to pass? And he said, Take heed that you not be deceived, because many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and as the time draws near, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, because these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes will be in various places, and famines and diseases and fearful sights and great signs there will be from heaven. But before all these they will lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And when it is your turn to testify, settle it in your hearts, not to meditate beforehand what you will answer. Because I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to refute nor resist. And you will be betrayed both by parents and brothers and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you they will cause to be put to death. And you will be hated by all men because of my name's sake, but there will not a hair of your head perish. In your patience, you possess your souls. And when you see Jerusalem encircled by armies, then know that its destruction is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the midst of it depart out, and let those who are in the countries not enter into it. Because these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are with child, and to those who nurse babies, in those days, because there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath, anger, judgment upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles, non-Jews, until the times of the Gentiles, non-Jews, are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, because the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. And he spoke to them a parable. See the fig tree and all the trees. When they bud out, you see and know of your own selves that summer is near at hand. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near at hand. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all is fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with carelessness and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day comes upon you unawares. Because as a snare it shall come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and stayed in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple, in order to hear him.